Just call the number, Carol. Just call it.
I'm trying to. I just don't get the point. This is kind of stupid, you know?
Like, we're not just even... Just call. All right. Do it.
Okay. All right. Here I go.
Hello. This is Susan.
Oh, hey, Susan. This is Carol from the podcast. I guess you talked to Ryan for the Reasonable Sanity podcast. And are you ready to go on? He's doing the show right now.
I'm supposed to be on the show?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to...
I wish somebody had made that clear. I thought this was kind of a getting to know you appointment.
Oh.
This is 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not going to take long at all.
And he wants to ask me questions in these 15 minutes about astrology?
Yes, I believe he's kind of doing that kind of thing today.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and get him on here. Let me figure out this switchboard thing. Let me bring him on. Here we go.
So, yeah, everybody, the podcast is fine. We've never been better. We even still have callers and everything. It's the real deal for sure. And I'm looking forward, in an hour from now, we get to talk to the Billy the Exterminator from TV. That's going to be pretty impressive. But anyways, up next, we have an amazing guest who will help us understand what is next for Carol and myself right after this. And we are back. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. I am Ryan Token, and with us, we have an astrology expert, Susan Reynolds. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Well, thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on, actually. I'm looking forward to this conversation. For the listeners, if you want to know more about Susan, you can go to exploreastrology.com. There's tons of information on there, so if you like what you hear, feel free to reach out to her yourself. So, Susan, if I could ask you in the next 30 seconds or so, could you sum up what astrology means to you?
Okay, 30 seconds might be a bit of a challenge, but the way I use astrology, I use it as a tool to help myself and my clients navigate life. I look at astrology as a piece of advice. When we go to a financial counselor, that person may say, well, you might want to move money here, or price of gold I think is going to go up, or they tell you what they think is going to happen, but you make the decisions. Astrology is a piece of advice. Oh, I think, this may happen here, you may be looking at that there, but it never takes away your free will. You make the decisions. So astrology is a guide and a helper.
Ryan, that guy from the collection agency is at the door again. Did I just ignore it?
Yeah, just for now.
Okay, sorry.
Tell him after the break if you get
okay.
Okay. So Susan, that's great to hear, and that was an excellent explanation. I've had many astrologers on over the years, and the way you explained that was perfect. Because at the end of the day, we are still in control, but it's important that we get the guidance and advice that we need, and that's what astrology can help you with, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so here's the thing. I kind of got the situation going on with my podcast itself, and I figured you would be an excellent person maybe to ask for that guidance. So I'm a little worried about the future of it, like I said, and we've had a couple of bad events, call it bad karma, whatever term you want to use, right? Some bad stuff had happened. So first of all, this podcast has been around over 20 years at this point, right, Carol? What is it? Almost 21?
It'd be 22, actually, this November.
Okay, yeah. So we've been around for a long time. So back in 2021, we had something bad happen, which was I used to work for the Department of Energy, and some stuff happened in Iran, and it got released, and it made some news, and the Ayatollahs, they were at the UN, and they called it the Electrical Token Massacre or whatever, but anyways, it leaked out that I was part of that group, and it didn't go well. We kept the show going, we did the PR stuff, but it was kind of bad aura, because I really wasn't responsible for that. I left Iran unprosecuted, and everything was fine, but... So I just kind of went, okay, these things happen. And then all of a sudden I had, like, in 2022, I was releasing my self-help book called Ryan Token's Seminar of Life. And this was a great opportunity to really boost my career, because I had actually teamed up with Gilbert Gottfried, if you know who he was.
The comedian.
Yeah, exactly. I teamed up with him. And then, like, a month before the book started running ads, that's when he passed away of cancer. And nobody knew that. He kind of kept it secret. And it devastated my book sales. And so I just kind of had this, again, like this bad taste, like what is going on? What about the universe is unsettling here? And then I kind of let it pass because sometimes things happen. But then the third one happened, and you know how it goes. Bad things happen in threes. So this was a huge one. The show took a big hit in 2023 when Carol and the show, they were legally held accountable for the St. Roy Feed the Hungry event. I don't know if you know that.
No.
Okay, well, some people got harmed, and it had to do with some food poisoning, unintentional, but nonetheless, big hit. Carol had to do, like, community service. It was nuts. The feds got involved, but anyways, that's not my point. My point is, I want to know, with those bad trends, should I be just giving it up at this point? Because for many years, I had huge success. I had big pushes. We ended up getting some kind of advertisement company for a bunch of years that was running with us, and it's all just kind of feels like it's falling apart. I was wondering if there's anything astrology could tell me about deciding about this show and Carol and my future.
Okay, well, it's a hard question to ask without having a chart for you. I'm going to do my best to answer this just based on your sun sign, but the more information the astrologer has and can look at a chart, the deeper they can go with this question. So I'll be answering this question for you just based on your sun sign.
Okay.
So can you tell me, do you know what your sun sign is?
Pisces? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay, Pisces.
So not surprised you're Pisces. I'm going to say for a little over 2.5 years, closer to 3, the planet Saturn has been in Pisces, in your very own sign. And Saturn is a planet in the zodiac that is about restriction. It is about hard work. It is about overcoming obstacles, all of which you have been experiencing for these last few years. So you can throw up your hands going, hurrah. You know, this Pisces is leaving. It's going to go bother somebody else.
So what am I hearing? Maybe I should stick with it? Maybe the bad trends are over? I don't know what
to
do here.
Well, certain bad trends are over. And remember, astrology is not going to tell you what you have to do in your life because that's your decision.
That's true.
But it can tell you what's happening.
Yes.
So
yes,
first
yeah,
of all,
very
Saturn.
Yeah, that's very clear.
Saturn is leaving your sign, and it is moving into the sign of Aries, doing something new.
I'm a Pisces, so I don't know if I care as much about Aries, right? I mean,
well, you should. Because it's going to affect you.
Carol, are you a Pisces? Are you an air? What are you?
Oh, yeah, I am a Pisces. How'd you know?
Okay, you are a Pisces. Carol, I got one more. Carol, can we go to the phone lines, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here, let me go ahead and bring somebody on over here. Oh, no, these switches do nothing anymore. Remember, they took away the phone board.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. Can we go to an ad break real quick? I'll be right back. I just got to run an ad break, if you don't mind, real quick.
Okay.
Susan, if you don't mind, real quick. So go ahead, Carol, if you could run an ad.
Let's see. No, they took the ad machine, too. You know this. Why are you asking me things you know?
Hold on. I got it. I got one. Hold on. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Token from Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Are you looking to hire a handsome, well-talented, highly skilled, successful radio personality / author who you will compensate well? Then boy, do I have the offer for you. You can hire me, Ryan Token, for all the wonderful things you need done. I can talk about things for hours without stopping. I can act interested in a conversation that I am not. And I can even make fake advertisements. So, if you're interested, please call Carol's cell phone at 206-424-8422. Again, call Carol's cell phone at 206-424-8422 for more details.
Wait a minute.
Hire Ryan Token today!
And we are back. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. I'm Ryan Token, and with us is a person who's going to save my soul from destruction, Susan Reynolds. Welcome back, Susan.
So we were talking about this new energy that is coming in 2025, where Saturn is going to leave the sign of Pisces, and it is going to enter the sign of Aries.
Ryan.
And as it does this, it's going to enter this in May.
Yeah.
Carol? At the end of May, it's going to put its big toe into a new sign.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry. Ryan, this is ridiculous. I think you should just tell her the truth.
I'm trying to change what happened, Carol. Okay, Susan, I'm just going to be frank with you. The show hasn't been on in months. Once the feds got involved, they pretty much took everything, and I've just been forcing Carol to keep making these interviews and trying to find a way to get back.
And not even paying me.
I wondered because I couldn't find your website and I couldn't find your podcast.
Yeah, the government took it. The government took the website. I couldn't believe it. Carol didn't kill those people on purpose.
The website servers got, sent over to Iran.
I'm sorry, Susan. I can't even give you a proper outro because, I mean, really, if I play that music again, I'm going to get sued by the creator of it because I don't have the royalties to pay.
And to be honest, you're on the phone with a couple of murderers, basically. I mean, it's all in another country, so it doesn't feel like murder.
Well, yeah, true. Carol has 9 bodies from the poison on her, but they actually tried to accredit me with several thousand in Iran. It's nuts.
We're so sorry we drug you into this, ma'am.
Yeah, you should have nothing to do
with this. I'm going to say I wish you all the best going forward.
You too, Susan.
And hope that this works out for you and that 2025 will be a year of moving forward.
Oh, boy.
I hope you're right, but the amount of money do you understand the kind of lawsuits that 9 dead people bring, including children?
The feds have been monitoring us, too. They're probably going to visit you and ask you questions about us. I'm so sorry about that.
All right, Susan. Anybody who is interested, who am I even talking to? I'm sorry, Susan. I can't break the habit.
Okay, well, our 15 minutes are up that Carol said, so I guess this is the point where I'm going to wish you all the best and get off the line.
I'd like to point out that it's been 14 minutes and 27 seconds.
Okay. Do you want me to keep talking for another 43 seconds?
Yeah, you can talk.
If you could, please.
Yeah, please. But, nobody's listening. It's not a real show. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you could, please.
I'm going to say I wish you all the best. And hope that things work out for you, but
this
has been an unsettling call, to say the least. So I'm going to end this and hope that you are able to weather whatever is going on in your life and wish me goodbye.
Thank you, Susan.
Oh, she hung up.
Well, I guess that didn't work out, Carol. I guess we got to get jobs like real people.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we got to get jobs, and you're coming with me. So go ahead, call the temp service.
Oh, the temp service. All right, hold on. Let me dial it.
Thank you for calling Staffing.
Hi, this is Ryan Token, and I have my former producer, Carol, with me, and we need jobs. I would like to come there and get some jobs, if that's possible.
Okay, and you said your name is Ryan?
Yeah, I am Ryan Token, and this is my former producer, Carol Gersperms.
Hello, ma'am.
We need jobs, and we work well together, so if possible,
okay.
We would like to both get into the same place, and I will need a seniority level higher than her, if possible.
Okay, give me one moment, okay?
As usual.
Yep, as usual.
Hi, thank you for holding. Okay,
Hi.
So what I can do is I can send you over a link so you can put an application, okay?
Before I do, do you guys by chance hire people with any form of records? Not anything too bad, but I don't want to waste your time or mine if there's any kind of disqualifier from a record that I have and Carol has.
Well, we are background friendly.
Okay, perfect.
Because
Carol, but last I counted, Carol had 9 bodies, I think, on hers, and I was in Iran, and I mean, they're trying to credit me with thousands of bodies.
Does your background checks check other countries?
I'm sorry, is this a joke?
Deaths and murders.
Because I have someone on the other line. I really don't have time for this.
Ma'am, murder is no joke.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Look, you lost her, Carol. Great job.
Well, I was just trying to, be prepared for whatever she threw at us.
I mean, this all seems kind of pointless, Carol. I mean, we try so hard we tried to put out a big production, and what do we really get out of it? Nothing.
Bullshit is what it is.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I think we should do, Carol?
What?
I think we should just go back to the old way we used to do things, and let's do a prank phone call.
Hell yeah! Let's do it!
All right.
Hello, Changemakers Purpose Nations.
Hi, I needed to speak to Jeannie Graham Scott.
Who's calling, please?
Oh, this is Brian Stokin, and I have my assistant Cheryl with me, and we were looking to discuss the board game that she was behind that was created. We were just reading about it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I would be glad to talk to you. I'm in the middle of a meeting right now. Can I call you back?
Well, I want to be frank with you. I want to invest, and I have $300,000 that I have to put somewhere. So if there's any chance that you, Jeannie, would talk to me, Brian Stoke, and my assistant Cheryl about this, we would appreciate it.
Okay. What is your phone number so I can call you back in about maybe an hour?
Oh, I don't keep track of phone numbers. Cheryl?
This is Cheryl. We're having a little bit of a problem with our phone numbers lately. You're just going to need to talk to them right now, okay? Just come on. Quit being ridiculous about your meeting stuff.
I'm in a
video call, if you have a number, I can call you back in an hour.
Okay, that sounds great, but let me just ask you something about that game real quick. It's about scams, and I love scams, and I love board games, and I want to give you $300,000. Can I have your board game?
I have to get email and details about it.
Assistant Cheryl, if you could sweeten the offer.
Yes, of course, ma'am.
I need to have your phone number to call you back.
Hey, we'll put your picture on the game board, front of the box.
I need to call you back. I'm in a meeting right now, so I can call you back in about an hour.
Who would pick up a phone call in the middle of the meeting?
And I thought you were a self-starter, Jeannie. We need you to say yes right now. Please,
I can't do this right now. I have to call you back.
Be a yes man, ma'am.
Hey, I'm not trying to put on the pressure, but you have to say yes.
I can't do that right now. Ma'am, I have to call you back.
We are not scammers. We're not.
No, this is a real thing. I have to call you back.
Give me your phone number. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to disconnect now because I'm at this important meeting.
This is a legit, it's an important meeting
that you picked up a random phone call for? All right. I'm sorry. I have to hang up now.
Wait, don't hang up.
Call me back in an
hour.
Don't
go, Jeannie.
Don't, please.
Please don't. The great Jeannie Graham Scott, everyone.
Yay.